Okay, so we're talking about semiconductors, and you can dope the semiconductors, and when you do that, it increases the conductivity dramatically. So if you just start out with a pure semiconductor, it's a poor conductor. It doesn't conduct electricity very well. You add some other atoms to it, and depending on the type of atoms, they can either be donors or acceptors. Donor atoms give electrons to the conduction band, and acceptor atoms put holes in the valence band by taking electrons out of the valence band. If I draw the band energy, this is the conduction band energy and the valence band energy, and a good donor has a donor energy that's very close to the conduction band. So at room temperature, there are very few electrons that are excited from the valence band to the conduction band, but almost all of the donor atoms have been ionized, and their electrons go from the donor energy level into the conduction band. And this is what the electrical engineers use as a rule to decide how many electrons do I have in the conduction band. You just take the number of donors, because if you've taken a donor like phosphorus around room temperature, the number of electrons in the conduction band is about equal to the number of donors. And so if you know the doping concentration you put in the crystal, you know the concentration of electrons in the conduction band, and therefore also the conductivity. On the right here is a plot of N, the concentration of electrons in the conduction band, and P, the concentration of holes in the valence band. And then when you multiply those two together, you get Ni, the intrinsic carrier concentration, that would be there if there was no doping. But multiplying N and P together always gives you the intrinsic carrier concentration, even when it is doped. So that's the black line. And you can see in this plot that at low temperatures, the concentration of electrons starts to decrease. So very low temperatures, and that's the electrons freezing out of the conduction band and going back to the donor phase. This is called freeze out at that very low temperature regime. But in this case, it's below 200 K, so it's very low temperatures. It's much lower than you would have in an integrated circuit. And then there's a range, a temperature range from, about 100 Kelvin to 500 something Kelvin, where the concentration of electrons is constant. This is called the extrinsic regime, where the conductivity is dominated by the doping. So you have this long regime where the concentration of electrons is constant. And then above that, it starts to look like the intrinsic regime, where the red line and the blue line both go on the black line. So at very high temperatures, what's happening is that so many electrons are being excited from the valence band to the conduction band that you get more electrons up in the conduction band than are possible from the donors, from the dopants. And then the electron concentration increases. So at high temperatures, it's called the intrinsic regime. If we assume that we're in the extrinsic regime, in this regime in the middle, where the carrier concentration is constant, then we can calculate pretty simply N and the chemical potentials. The relevant temperatures for microelectronic circuits are from about 300 to 400. 300 is close to room temperature, and 400 is about 100 C, which is the temperature that most chips operate at. When you switch them on, they get hot, and they go to about 100 C. So 400 degrees is a relevant temperature. If it's N-type, then the concentration of electrons in the conduction band is about equal to the donor concentration. And that's always equal to this. This formula is always holds. So we can then solve it for the chemical potential, and you get a chemical potential that looks like this. It's the conduction band edge minus a linear function, and then the logarithm of the conduction band edge and the doping. And that gives this linear slope of chemical tension in the extrinsic region. Then when you go outside the extrinsic region up here, this formula is not valid anymore. If it's n-type, then the concentration of P can be calculated by taking ni squared, the intrinsic carrier concentration, and dividing by n. And this will give a very low concentration of holes, because the intrinsic carrier concentration is already 10 to the 10. One out of every billion atoms contributes an electron. That's the 10 to the 10 concentration. And then the P concentration will be lower than that because of this formula. Okay, so that's for N-type, and there's similar formulas for P-type.